To connect your call, press 1.
Hello?
Yo, what happened, sir? Why did you hang up the call?
Because you're a scammer.
No, sir, you are getting me wrong. Sir, you are getting me wrong, sir.
My internet's working fine, okay?
I know your internet is working fine.
I use a dongle.
I know you are using a dongle, sir. I know. Let me tell you, sir, your internet is working fine. We know that. But the lines and network which you are using is no more secure. The thing is that, sir, from last 2 days, we are continuously working in your line, sir. And while we are working, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet through Wi-Fi, and they're using your IP address from the different location. That is the reason today I called you. All right. By the
way,
sir,
when
was the last time you used this internet line, sir? Last time?
This morning.
Well, I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Monday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
It wasn't me.
Might be anyone else in your family member who connects to your Wi-Fi, sir?
No.
Nobody? And did you share your Wi-Fi password to anybody, sir?
No.
Okay, well, as per my report, sir, I can see in my system that currently the dongle, the devices which you have got right now, most of the major services of that dongle are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsiders, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection, so that in future, you're not going to face this kind of problems anymore, okay? So, you can do one thing, sir. First of all, what I will do, I'm going to provide you some security ID number. You can make a note of it. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
I'll just switch my dongle off. That'll stop anybody using it.
Yeah, when you... Actually, sir, somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
Yeah.
Then you better know if anybody gets your IP address, they can easily get the access of it, sir. You can do one thing. I'm going to give you your customer ID number. You can write it down, sir. Your Telstra customer ID. Write it down in a paper.
Okay. What is it?
Yeah, the number, which is 888.
Yes.
And then in capital letter, D for Delta.
Yes.
After that, C for Charlie.
Yes.
Then A for Alpha.
Yes.
Then number 60.
Yes.
Then give a hyphen.
Yes.
Then number 7.
Yes.
Then D for Delta in capital letter.
Yep.
And the number 062.
Yes.
Check it, sir. It should be like 888-DCA-60-7B062, okay?
Yes.
This is your customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID, sir, you know, because nowadays not only you, most of our customers, they are also complaining us that they're getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number, so that in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first. If they will provide you this ID, then only you can talk to them, otherwise not. Simply hang up the call. Okay?
Okay.
Right, and I would like to request you, sir, please keep this customer ID with you. Do not share this ID to anyone or over the telephone, because this is a very unique code of your router. Right?
Okay.
Thank you. And keep it on your mind, sir, whenever you are going to receive any calls regarding your internet or your computer problem, you don't have to give this information. All the time you have to ask about it, that do you know what my customer ID is? If they are really calling you from Telstra, then 100% they're going to provide these details to you. Clear?
Okay.
Thank you. By the way, sir, right now, is your computer is on or it's off right now?
Off.
Okay, we have already upgraded a security inside it. Could you please go ahead and check whether it's working or not? Because I need to make a report of it.
What is working?
You need to check, sir, whether the speed you are getting on your internet is working now or not, because our engineers are waiting for the report.
I don't understand what you want me to do.
You can try to turn on your computer and check what's going on, sir. Try to turn it on because our engineers are upgraded from security. You need to check, sir, whether it is updating or updated.
Just a minute.
Okay.
Working fine.
Okay, do you know how to check the speed of your internet, sir?
No.
Oh, you can do one thing, open up your Google. You never check the speed, what are the speed you are getting, sir?
Just a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, what?
In the Google, did you open the Google, sir?
Yeah.
In the Google, you can type Telstra speed test. I need to check the speed first. What are the speed you are getting? Type Telstra speed test. And search for it. Let me know what come up after that.
It's come up with a list. How do I test my speed connection?
You need to give a click on the first. Can you see the first option, speed test Telstra?
Just a minute.
Search for it, sir, then you will get an option over there, speed test Telstra. What's your download speed?
Yeah.
And what about the upload speed, sir?
It's working on it.
Okay.
3.8 nits.
Sorry, 30.8?
3.8.
Just 3?
Yeah.
Just hold on, let me check, sir. If you don't mind, sir, can I ask you how old is your computer, is this one, which you're using?
Oh, about 12 years. It's really old.
Okay, that is a direct connect, like desktop computer or a laptop?
It's a laptop.
Your internet is working very slow. Like, I can see in my system that the download and the upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 60 Mbps. 60 Mbps means 60 megabyte per second. But right now, the download which you are getting, that is less than 20 Mbps and the upload is less than 5 Mbps. How could this be possible? Why you are getting that much of a speed, so? And you never check the speed normally, sir? Every day, you never check the speed?
No, I never check it. It works fine. I'm not really worried about it.
I can, might be, sir, some of your dongle services are not working. I need to check those services. You can do one thing. You can close this page and come back to your home screen. Close it. And come to your normal home screen.
Yep.
And you can do one thing, sir. Have a look on your computer screen at the extreme left-hand side bottom corner. What do you see?
Extreme left?
Yeah, extreme left-hand side. Left-hand side, extremely bottom.
Left. Yeah, that's the Microsoft box.
Start. That is a start option. And just right next to it, sir. Right next to it.
It's the question mark one. Is
question mark?
Search.
Search, a magnifying glass. You can click on search and type in their system, S-Y-S-T-E-M, system. And when you have typed system, you will get an option over there, system configuration. Can you see there is an option over there, system configuration?
No.
When you type system, what are the options come up, sir?
It gives me a system summary, resources, components, the software environment.
Okay, you can, after typing system, you can leave a space, then type CON. CONFIG, then you will get an option there, system configuration.
Configuration, yep.
Yeah, click on it, then you will get our system configuration window. In that window, at the very top, you will get some tabs over there, like general, boot, services, startup, and tools.
Yep.
Click on services, sir. And when you click on services, you will get some columns, like six service manufacturer status. A service where you can see all of your service and securities name, manufacturer, which is Microsoft Corporation because you're using a Windows computer, and status. You need to tell me the status only. All the services are running or some of them are stopped.
Which one is stopped?
Which one is not?
Heaps.
Could you please tell me?
Windows Audio.
Windows Audio is not working, and apart from this, sir?
There's
check from the beginning. Check from the beginning, please. Check from the beginning, please.
Adobe update.
Updates. Adobe update service. Okay. And apart from this, no. Apart from this.
All joint router service. Application layer gateway service. Application identity. Application readiness.
Okay. These are the major services of your internet router which are not working. These are getting stopped by the hacker. Actually, sir, the thing is that somehow the hacker, they have got your IP address. Do you know what is the meaning of IP address?
Yep, I know what my IP address was, yep.
IP address means internet protocol, right? Somehow the hacker, they have got your internet IP address, and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside in your router. And whatever the major services you are having, they are trying to stop all the major services so that they can easily get the access of your internet. And if you scroll down the page, sir, slowly, if you scroll it down, you will see there is a lot of services, more than 200 services. And as per my report, sir, I can see here almost 63% of your router major services are not working. They are getting stopped by the hacker. So what we need to do, sir, we need to go ahead and start all the other services which are getting stopped by the hacker so that in future you're not going to face this kind of problem anymore, okay? So you can do one thing, you can close the system configuration and come back to your home screen. Close it.
Yep.
And once again, on the left-hand side bottom corner where you can see search, click on search. And this time you can type in there, T for Tango.
T.
A for Alpha.
I.
S for Sugar.
Yes.
K for Kilo.
Task Manager?
Yeah, Task Manager, right. Click on Task Manager and what come up after that, let me know.
46% working, 62% memory.
No, have a look on the left-hand side extreme top, sir. You will get some tabs like processes, performance, app history, startup users at the very top left-hand side.
Which one? App history?
No, At the very top, can you see performance, left hand side top, performance?
Yeah.
Click on performance, sir. Click on performance. When you click on performance, you will get some graph on your screen like CPU, memory, Wi-Fi, Ethernet.
Yes.
So you need to select Wi-Fi, so Wi-Fi. And when you open the Wi-Fi, you will get an open Wi-Fi graph on your screen, right?
Yep.
The graph is moving, sir, or it is stable?
It's got two spikes and then nothing.
Just two spikes and it is moving, sir?
Yep.
Right. What is the speed you are getting right now? Like it is moving faster or it is moving slowly, slowly?
It's just jumping to the left.
Jumping to the left. Below that you will see there is some number is changed. Send or receive. Below that.
Zero. Send zero, receive zero.
It is not updating yet. Well, you can do one thing, you can close it, sir. Close it. No, sir, your dongle service is not working. Before I give you the call, we are trying to start the services. But it's not working and it's still not working. You can do one thing once again, click on search.
Yeah.
And this time you can type in there run, R-U-N, run.
Yep.
Then press enter and let me know what's come up.
SYDM.CPL.
Delete it, sir. Delete it from there. Delete it.
Yep.
And type in there www.
Oh, yep.
Telstra support. All should be in one word, okay? Telstra support.
Telstra support dot.
Yes. No, no. After Telstra support, there should be 01. Number 0, number 1.
01.
Then give a dot.
Dot.
Then W for whiskey.
Yep.
E for England.
Yep.
E for England again.
Yep.
B for Bravo.
B, yep.
It's B. B for Bravo, okay? Then L,
yep.
For Lima. L for Lima.
Yep.
Y for Yankee.
Yep.
Then .com. What do you have typed, sir? Read it back to me once, please.
You want me to say here now?
Read it back to me. What do you have typed?
T-E-L-O, and then I'll go
spelling error. Start from the beginning, so please.
www.telstrasupport01. 01.
Yes, yes.
www.weebly.com.
Yes, right. Then click on OK. You will get our Telstra support web page on your screen. Click on OK and let me know what come up.
Telstra, home Telstra services contact.
And below that,
we'll connect you to the Telstra
secure server. Right. And below that, you will see all of our telecom partners' name as well, like Optus, Vocus, TPG, all these other companies are work under Telstra. And below that, you will see welcome to Telstra support team. Right.
Yeah.
And over
one,
server
two,
one, server two, server three. Okay, you told me your computer is near about 12 years old. Sir, make sure, sir, that will be less than 10 years or more than that. Make sure, please.
I can't do that. I have no idea when I got it.
No idea. Okay, all right, then.
Well, 12.
Okay, then you can do one thing. You can click on the first one. Click on click to connect server one. And when you click on it, what come up after that, let me know.
Any disk exit could harm your device. Do you want to keep it anyway?
Yes. Click on keep. And when you click on keep, and what come up after that?
Open file.
Yeah, open it, so. And when you open it, what come up, let me know.
Okay, Norton come up and said it's safe.
Yeah, that is
it. Do you want to run this file?
Yeah, click on run.
Software GmbH application.
Yeah, click on run. Yes. And when you click on run, what come up after that, sir? Let me know.
What is new in AnyDesk? Discovery, help us improve your address, 762-939-534.
Sorry, 762, after that?
939-534.
I think, sir, it should be 762-939-534, right?
Yes.
And where you can see this number, just below, beside this number, you will see there is a little lock symbol, right?
Yes.
Click on the lock symbol, and when you click on the lock symbol, it will ask you for the password, right?
Password, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to give you our Telstra server password. You can type the password in a small letter, Telstra123 in a small letter, okay?
Okay. And confirm it?
Yeah, confirm. Type again. So, Telstra 123.
Yep.
And when you are done, sir, after that, you can click on apply. And after clicking on apply, what come up after that, sir?
Interactive access, only show incoming requests, clear all tokens, set password.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole heap of things here.
And have you got any warning signal or security warning or like
security
just
warning,
any updating signs or firewall? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it came up and said if you accept this, this person can do anything on your
computer. Okay. No, cancel it. So you can do one thing, you can minimize the spacer, minimize it. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yep.
And after that, what do you see on your screen?
Back to click on server 1, server 2, server 3.
Close it. Let me check, sir, why the security is not updating. You can do one thing. I need to check your router condition. Click on the magnifying glass again, search. And this time you can type over there event, E-V-E-N-T, event.
Yep.
Then you will get an option over there, event viewer. You can select event viewer. And let me tell you about this event viewer. Actually, event viewer is the recorder of your internet modem. Whatever the illegal files or illegal things are running in your system, event viewer saves all those data and files, okay?
Okay.
And after clicking on event viewer, have a look on the left hand side top. You will get an option over there, event viewer local. And below that, what are the other options? Can you see, so?
Custom views, window, logs, application service logs, subscriptions.
Click on the first one, custom views. And when you click on custom views, in the middle, you will get an option over there, administrative events. Click on administrative events.
It says critical error, warning.
Yes.
Administrative
events, right. Click on that. Yes. And after clicking on it, so have you made any change? Have you seen any changes, sir?
It says custom log clear. There's another window on the right.
From your keyboard, press enter, sir. From your keyboard, press enter. And what's up after that?
Warning.
Oh my god, almost 4,000. And below that you will see there is some warning, error, warning like this.
Yep.
Yeah, let me tell you about this yellow warning. Actually, this yellow warning signal continuously we are receiving from your internet line to our centralized server. And from there, we will get to know that these are the illegal things that are happening in your system and you're not aware of it. Now, apart from the yellow warning, if you scroll it down slowly, slowly, you will see there is some red error as well. Scroll it down.
Yeah, there is an error there.
Scroll it down, sir. I think it is loading. Try to scroll it down slowly, slowly. Move it down. You will see there is
error,
some red error. Error
yeah,
like this. Yeah, do you have any idea what exactly these red error are? Any idea, sir?
I can't see the whole box. So I'll see if I can open the box.
If you scroll down the page, sir, slowly, slowly, you will see there is a list of error if you scroll it down.
It's kernel all the time. That's all I can read.
Okay, let me tell you, sir, actually, sir, this red error are the hacking
kernel
files.
Kernel event spacing.
Yes.
Oh, restart that.
Yeah, this red error are automatically, this red error is the hacking files, and this red error, like by the help of this red error, the hacker is trying to get into your computer, and whenever the hacker is trying to hack your personal data and personal information out, this red error are automatically generated in your system. And if you see at the very top middle, you will see number of events, and you told me that is near about 3,992. And you know what, so these are not viruses, because you can protect your computer from viruses to your antivirus like Norton, AVG, Avast, McAfee. But these are online infections which is generated by the hacker, and it keep on corrupting your software parts of the system. So what we need to do is, we need to go ahead and remove all these hacking files which is in your system. And also we need to start all the services which are getting stopped by the hacker. So you can do one thing, you can close this page first,
Yep.
And after that you can click on the search, and this time you can type in there C for Charlie.
Yep.
M for mother.
Yep.
And D for Delta.
CMD, yep.
Yeah, then press enter, then you will get a black window. Press enter.
Yep.
Yeah, let me tell you about this black window. This black window is the brain of your internet system, and by the help of this black window, you can check all of your information is secure or not, and also you can activate a security as well. Inside the black window, you will see there is a cursor which is flashing, so.
Yes.
So where the cursor is flashing, you can type in there, CD dot dot.
CD.
Dot dot.
Yep.
And after that, sir, you can press enter. And what do you see after that, sir?
The file name directory volume label is incorrect.
Oh, you made a mistake, sir. What do you have typed, sir?
CD colon.
No, not colon. CD dot dot. Two full stops, sir.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
I told you two dot dot, sir. Two dots.
Okay.
Yeah, and after that, sir, it will drop you down automatically. You can type again, CD dot dot, type again.
Yep.
And after that, it will drop you down again. Then you can type T for Tango.
Yep.
R for Romeo.
Yep.
E for England.
Yep.
And E for England again.
Yep.
Then press enter. After that, sir, press enter.
And
After pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir?
The screen is flashing down.
Oh, you mean it has started scanning?
Sorry, I've got a problem on this computer. Just wait a minute till I fix that.
It has started scanning, sir?
Yeah, but wait a minute. It always tries to go to the bottom. I've got a problem with my mouse.
Okay, all right.
Fix that.
Okay, all right.
I'll fix that. Okay.
Okay, all right.
So now it's stopped. Yeah.
Not stopped.
It's hundreds and hundreds of my...
Don't touch anything, sir. I think it is still scanning, sir. Don't touch anything. Let it be scanned, sir. Let it be scanned. Once the scan will stop, you will get a message. Once it will be completely stopped, you will get a message. And once you will get any message, please do let me know, okay?
It's still scanning.
Okay, let it be scanned, sir.
Why hasn't Norton picked this up?
Norton is an antivirus, sir. If there is some like viruses thing uploading in your computer, Norton will give you a reminder. Norton will block the viruses thing. All right, that is an antivirus. But this is a hacking link, sir, because you know very well that the hackers are very smart. They're using a very highly advanced technology just to get our customer information, so all right.
Welcome to Telstra Service Secure. What do you want?
Oh, congratulations, sir. It means you are successfully connected to our Telstra Secure server. Actually, we have designed such a robotic machine which can help you to protect your information safe and secure. And we are going to activate a security as well, our server. Now, our Telstra Secure server will ask you, what do you want? You can do one thing. You can type at the bottom, I want to check my type at the bottom. I want to check my by the way, sir, basically, what do you do over the internet, sir, basically?
I watch porn, actually.
Okay, and apart from that, sir, like, you do email, Facebook. You do email?
Outlook.
Okay, so let's start from your email. You need to check your email first, that your email is secure or not. So you need to type, I want to check my email is secure. Email is secure. Let's start from your email. Now, after that, sir, you can press enter after that, okay? And when you press enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know, okay?
I want to check my email is secure. I is not recognized as an internal or external command.
Okay. I think, try to move your mouse, sir. Try to move your mouse. That is got stuck, I think. Your mouse is moving?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a green Telstra mouse there as well.
Telstra mouse as well. You can do one thing. You can type, type T for Tango. R for Romeo.
So D for what? Delta.
No. T for Tango.
Oh, sorry. T. Yep. T.
R for Romeo.
R.
E for England.
E.
E for England again.
Yep.
Then press enter after that, sir.
That's tree.
Yeah. Then press enter.
Oh, it's just scanning again.
It started scanning again. Lovely. It means, sir, it is checking. It is checking that your email is secure or not, okay? And once the scan will get stopped, again, you will get a status, you will get a message of your email. And let me tell you, sir, if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay? Still scanning, sir?
Yes, it is.
In which color?
Black. Black,
okay.
White. Black, normal.
And the scan is going faster or it is going slowly, slowly?
It's every now and then it pauses and then continues.
Okay, you mean it has started going faster or sometimes it is moving slowly, slowly
that is
like this?
Three hackers are found into your email. Log in to activate firewall security.
Firewall security? Alright, see, sir, I told you that the hacker is using your internet line. Now, our Telstra secure server is successfully checked that apart from you, three hackers are found in your email. It means, sir, somehow these three hackers, they have got your email ID and your email password, and they're trying to log in into your email from their computer from the different location. And I think they're trying to steal some important information from your email. Okay, no problem, sir. Now, our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing. You can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it. And after that, sir, how you normally log in into your email, you can try to log in and check whether it is working or not. How you normally log in into your email, try login and check whether it's working or not working, sir. And once you're logged in, sir, please do let me know, okay?
I'm logged in.
Try to scroll it up and scroll it down, sir. Check whether it is moving or it is frozen.
Oh, it appears to be frozen.
Try to open some of your email, sir. Try to open or read some of your email. Check whether it is opening.
Yep, it's open.
It's opening, lovely. And could you please check, sir, have you received any junk or any spam email, sir? Could you please check?
Junk four.
Four junk?
Ken Glasson. Samsung, Norton, and Norton.
Did you know this message, sir, or you don't know this message?
I always delete Ken Glasson because I think it's a...
Yes. Let me tell you, sir, in future, if you're going to receive any junk or any spam email, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to respond it, okay? Because you know what happened? Whenever our customer is responding or, replying any junk email, at the same time, that email will allow the hacker to get into your email as well. So make sure if you will get any unnecessary or any junk email, simply ignore it or delete it. Don't try to respond it. Make sure. Okay? So you can do one thing, sir. If your email is working right now, then you can close your email. So if it is working, then you can close your email, please. Close it.
Yes.
And after that, you can open the black window, which you have already minimized. Open the black color window, which you have already minimized.
Yes.
And type in the black window, I have checked my email. Type in there, I have checked my email. Yeah, checked my email.
I have checked my, oops,
email. Okay.
My email.
Email. Yes.
My email.
Your email, and I want to activate.
Sorry, I have checked my email. Do I hit enter then or not?
No, no. And I want to activate. Then type and. I want to activate. Yeah.
To.
Activate.
I want to activate.
Firewall security. Inside it. Firewall security inside it. And once you're done so, then you can press enter after that, okay? And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know. After pressing enter.
I do not recognize as an internal command.
It's not operable.
And that's all.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay, I think your internet is working very. Try to move your mouse, sir.
Yeah, mouse works fine.
Your mouse is moving. Okay, alright. I think, sir, your internet is working very, very slow. You can do one thing, you can type T for Tango.
T, yep.
R for Romeo.
T, tree, you want tree?
Yeah, tree, yeah, that's right. Then press enter after that, so press enter.
Yep, it's scrolling again.
It has started scanning again, lovely, alright. It means, sir, it is activating a firewall security in order to block all the three hackers who have got the access of your email account. And once the scan will get a stop, again, you will get a status. And you will get a feedback, and if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
It's black and white at present.
Black and white, okay. And while the scan is going on, sir, make sure don't touch your keyboard, don't touch your mouse, make sure, okay? And if the scan will get stopped, sir, please do let me know what are the options or what are the status have you got, okay? Still scanning, sir?
Yep. Still scanning.
And the scan is going faster or it is going slowly?
No, pretty fast. About the same speed as last time.
Okay.
Oh, it's changed to green.
Oh, lovely. This is a very good sign, sir. And have you got any status, sir?
Status. Firewall security is being installed into your email.
Oh, congratulations, sir. It means firewall security is right now installing in your email. And once it will be installed successfully, sorry, completely into your email, all of the three hacker will block from your email account. It means, sir, if in future, if the hacker wants to log in into your email from their computer from the different location, our firewall will block them. They are not able to log in into your email without your permission, okay? And
okay.
Also, sir, if in future if you will get any junk email, you will get an automated notification as well that somebody is trying to send you a junk email for the reminder, okay? So,
okay.
Congratulations, sir. Now your email is safe and secure at the moment. Apart from you, no one can get into your email without your permission, okay? It is secured.
Thank you.
Welcome, sir. Now, apart from your email...
Sorry, I thought you were a hacker.
No problem, no problem. Everybody nowadays, everybody is like suspicious about this thing, sir. Because you know, just because of the fraud company, like every customer are thinking about this. Like, might be this is the scam phone call, might be this is a sales call like this, sir. But we know what we are doing here, sir. All right, don't be
okay.
Shy. Now, apart from your email, sir, what are the other things you want to check, which is very important for you? Again, you need to type, I want to check my. Again, you need to type, I want to check my.
I want to check my.
Yeah, my. Now, apart from your email, what are the other things you want to check which you normally use, like shopping, Facebook, banking, Twitter, which that is very important.
The other thing I use is XLS, Microsoft Word and Office.
No, like your
Excel. And
no, like your online. I'm talking about your online things. So like you do Facebook,
I only use the internet and Outlook. I
your
don't
email?
Go anywhere else. Don't have any. I don't download movies or anything.
No, I'm not talking about downloads or uploads or anything like you, which you do normally. Like you do Facebook, you do online shopping, or do you do online banking?
I use eBay every now and then.
Shopping, and apart from that, you do online banking as well.
Banking, yes.
Okay, so it is my humble request to you, sir. While checking your shopping or banking things, do not point out or do not give me any of your personal details over the phone to me, because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose and you are not allowed to ask anything. So you can do one thing, you can type in there, I want to check my online shopping, because you do online shopping, you need to type online shopping.
That one word or two?
Two words, sir, two separate words, online, then shopping, and online shopping and online banking, online banking, because you do online banking as well. Online banking is secure. Then you can press enter after that, okay? And after pressing enter, what do you see after that? So let me know, okay?
I have not recognized as an operable program, or that's wrong.
Okay, all right. You can do one thing. You can type three.
Oh, wait a minute. I spelled online wrong.
Okay, then do it. Okay.
I'll do it again.
Okay, all right. Do it carefully.
Six. Online. Okay. And
once you are done, sir, you can press enter, and after pressing enter, let me know what come up.
Oh, it's not recognized as internal or external command.
Okay.
Ooh, it's now green, and it's going through the. It's going through the tree again.
Oh, you mean it has started scanning? Lovely, lovely. It means that it is checking that your online shopping and online banking is secure or not. Okay. And once the scan will get a stop, again you will get a feedback, you will get a status. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know, because color is matter, okay?
Okay, still green.
It's still green. Okay, and have you got any feedback or any status?
It's hacking through the tree present.
Oh, it is still checking. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's pretty let slow.
Okay.
The keyboard on this computer nearly had it.
Okay.
Oh, change to red.
Oh my god, red color is the sign of the danger. Do you remember I've shown you all the red error?
Yeah.
Those hacking links are running inside it. And have you got any status or any feedback?
Status 5. Hackers are found in your online banking link. Log in to activate firewall security.
Firewall security again. All right.
Yep.
I think, sir, you don't have firewall in your system. That is the reason the hacker got the loophole all the time. And I told you, sir, that there is some hackers are found inside it. Now 3 hackers was found into your email. Now this time 5 hackers are found into your online banking links. It means, sir, whenever you was trying to go into your banking, at the same time the hacker got the access of your website and they are getting access of your links as well. Okay, no problem. Now our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So you can do one thing. You can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it.
Yep.
And through which browser you use, sir, in order to login into your banking? Like you use Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, Firefox, which browser?
Microsoft Outlook.
In order to login into your banking, which browser you used?
I just type in Outlook, and then I type in, wait a minute.
Okay.
I use...
Like that... Which browser, I mean, which internet browser you used, like Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, Firefox. You can do one thing.
Microsoft Edge.
Microsoft Edge, there. This is the safest and verified browser. You can, how you normally log in into your banking, you can try to log in and check whether it is working or it is locked. Because 5 hackers are found inside it, so might be it will get stopped working. How you normally log in into your banking, you can try in the same way and check whether it is working or not working. And once you are done so, let me know, okay?
It come up with my login for my bank.
Yeah, how you normally... Yes, how you normally check your banking, sir? Normally, you can try to do that and check whether it is working or not working.
So, I can see the login screen?
Yes, yes. You can try to log in and check whether it is working or not working, so, okay?
So, you want me to go to log in?
Yes, yes. Our server is telling you login to activate firewall security. So, you can try to log in and check, sir, first. And once you are done, sir, let me know, okay? Okay. Have you done so?
No, I'm old.
Okay. Alright, okay. Do it very carefully, alright? Make sure don't make any mistake. Do it very carefully and take your time, please. Once you are done, sir, do let me know, okay?
It's okay. It's working.
It's okay. Try to do one thing, sir. You can try to scroll it up and scroll it down slowly, and check whether it is moving or it is frozen. It is working, sir. If it is working, then you can check everything is fine or not. If everything is fine, then you can log off from your account, please, because that is a personal thing. You can log off and close your banking page, please.
I'm logging out, yes?
Yeah, you can log off, sir, and close your banking page. And
yes.
After that, you can open the black window, which you have already minimized. Open the black color window.
Yes.
And type in the black window, I have checked my online banking links. Type in there. I have checked my online banking links and I want to activate firewall security inside it. Firewall security inside it. And once you're done, so have you done?
Yep.
Yeah, now you can press enter after that, so press enter. And after pressing enter, what do you see after that, sir? Let me know, okay?
I have not recognized as an internal command.
Okay, you can do one thing. You can type at the bottom tree, T-R-E-E, tree.
Yep.
And then
press in red.
It has started scanning.
Yep.
Oh, lovely. It means, sir, it is activating a firewall in order to block all the 5 hackers who have got the access of your banking links. And once the scan will get stopped, sir, again you will get a feedback, you will get a status. And if you see any changes in the color of the black window, please do let me know because color is matter, okay? Still scanning, sir?
Still red, yeah.
Okay, alright. Once it will be stopped, sir, you will get a status. Once you will get any status, sir, please do let me know, okay? By the way, sir, if you don't mind, can I ask you how far is your bank is from you? How far is it?
15 kilometers.
15 kilometers. Your main branch.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Because I can see some of your services is not working. Okay. All right. And apart from this bank, you do banking with the other bank as well?
No, I don't do any other banking.
Only one bank.
Well, change green.
Oh, lovely. This is a very good sign, so very good signal. Once we get any status, please let me know, okay?
Turn through hundreds of Microsoft files.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Windows files, Microsoft files. Mm-hmm. Windows, sorry, Microsoft, oops, started again.
Started scanning again. Okay, all right, great.
Status. Please wait while service is checking some security.
Oh, congratulations, sir. Congratulations, sir. It means our server has successfully verified you, that you are the main person who is using it. But apart from you, some of the online hackers, they are found inside it. And they are stopping all the major security which are not working. All right. So, it is going to start working one by one. So, you can do one thing. You can... till that time, you need to secure your information. You can type, I want to secure my. Because our server is activating a security, so you need to secure I want to secure my, password. Okay?
I want to secure my password.
Yes, yes.
Enter? What do I do now? Hit enter?
What do you have typed, sir?
I want to secure my password.
Yeah, then you can leave a space. And yep. Let me tell you, sir, when you do online banking, in order to log in into your banking, you put your ID and password, right? In order to log in. You don't need to put your ID number because your ID number is a confidential thing. You only need to put the password in order to secure it. Don't tell me, do it from your side, okay? Like your online password only. And once we're done, then you can press enter after that, okay?
So you want me to put my banking password?
Yes, yes. Like our server is activating a security. And make sure, sir, the password should be case sensitive. Uppercase, lowercase matter. You can write down the password exactly the same, all right? And when you are done, when you put the password, sir, then you can press enter after that, okay? It is not recognized. Type 3 again. Then press enter.
3.
It is started scanning again?
Yep.
Okay, all right, lovely. It means, sir, it is still securing. All right, once it will be scanned, once the scan will get stopped again, you will get a status. All right. And once you will get any status, sir, please do let me know, right? Have got any status, sir?
It's still working.
It's still working, okay, all right.
One with an old dog, his computer.
Okay. No status.
It's still going.
Still going, okay, all right.
Are you able to see my computer?
No, we are not allowed to do that, sir. If I will do so, I will lose my job.
Please wait while service is checking and securing your details.
Oh, congratulations, sir. Our server is successfully checked the security. Now our service say like checking and securing all of your details which the hacker got by using your links. Alright. So you can do one thing, you can minimize this black window first of all. Click on the minus sign and minimize it. And after that, sir, you can do one thing. What do you see on your screen right now?
Just the final screen.
Or home screen. You can do one thing. Click on the magnifying glass, sir.
Yep.
And type T for Tango.
Yep.
A for Alpha.
Yes.
S for Sugar.
Task Manager.
Task Manager, right, right. Click on Task Manager. And after that,
it's come up.
Have a look on the left hand side top. You will get some tabs over there like processes, performance, app history, startup, user, services. You can click on services. Click on services. And when you click on services, you will get some columns like name, PID, description, status. You need to check the status only. All the services are running or some of them are getting stopped. Check the status.
Stopped.
Still some of them are stopped. Oh my god.
Yeah, IGI router is stopped. ILG is stopped.
Okay. You can then you can do one thing, click on performance. So click on the performance please.
Yep, performance.
And after clicking on performance you can select Wi-Fi. Click on Wi-Fi. And
it's
after clicking on sorry?
It's come up with 1088
It is started moving. It is started moving.
Yes.
Okay, lovely. All right. You know what, sir? Just because there is so many hacking files was running, due to that reason, our server is unable to start the services at that point of time. All right. But right now, by the help of the black window, while we are deleting all the hacking files from your system, now you can see by your own eyes, sir, the service is going to start one by one, right? Okay. All right. Okay. So, like, what is the maximum speed? Can you see, sir, the maximum speed?
I don't know where to look for that.
Below that, you, where you can see the number is moving, what is the maximum number?
It's throughput 100 k bits. 88 k bits is actually sending.
Mm-hmm. Still working. Still working very, very slow. Okay,
right. Yeah, it is.
Just hold on, sir. Let me make a report, okay? Hold on. Let me make a report.
I do believe it's a dongle. Maybe the dongle.
Oh, yes, yes, might be, sir. There is a problem. Not in your computer. I can see that your computer is absolutely fine. There is a problem in your dongle, so. By the way, sir, your landline number which I'm speaking to you, that is 0740-987-420. Your landline number?
7420, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
4098-7420,
right.
Yeah.
And your mobile number, sir?
My mobile?
Yeah,
I don't know what that is.
Your mobile phone number?
For the dongle?
No, no, your mobile number, sir, your mobile number.
I don't have my phone switched on because it doesn't, I'm in a black area.
So you do have a mobile phone or you don't have it?
I have a mobile phone, but it's always switched off. I use it when I go to Cairns.
Okay, could you please confirm your mobile number, sir, your mobile number?
Oh, 044. 727-5115.
044-727-5115, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, all right. And I'm speaking to Mr. Robbie, who lives in 1307 Mossman Dentry Road, Rocky Point, Queensland 4873, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're one of our registered customers, so you're using our services for a very, very long time.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So let me make a report, sir. All right, just hold on. And what are you talking about your mobile phone, sir? Like there is no network in your area for your mobile?
There is, but I'm in a little valley, which is a circle of hills. Doesn't get in through that circle.
So if somebody is trying to ring you in your mobile, so they are able to connect with your mobile or they are unable to connect?
It keeps dropping out.
Okay.
I normally have to walk outside because I live in a concrete house. But I can get SMSs. The SMSs come through, but voice is just hopeless.
Oh, and when you go like some, like 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers away from your house, then you will get a proper signal?
Correct.
Oh, okay, I got you. So only you are facing this problem for your mobile or like your whole, like a whole area, like who lives
it's
over there?
About five houses in that circle of mountain.
Mossman Entry Road.
Rocky Point, yeah.
Rocky Point, okay, all right. Only five.
And further, but the tower is at Wonga, but we can't see it from our house.
Okay, all right.
It's out of sight behind them out.
And your full name is Mr. Douglas Robbie, sir?
Pardon?
Your full name, sir? Your full name is Douglas Robbie?
Yeah.
And you don't have any middle name?
I don't usually use it.
Oh, could you please tell me your full name, sir?
James.
James is your first name?
No, Douglas James.
Oh, James is your middle name. Most of the time, James is the first name, and Douglas is the, okay, all right. Mr. Douglas James, Robbie, R-O-B-B-I-A, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, all right, I have successfully made a report of this thing, sir, and I have sent this report to our higher department, and I'm just started working from my side, sir. If I will get any, like, information, because might be, sir, I have to send one of our engineer, might be. But right now, I'm trying to activate permanent security. Actually, right now, sir, what we are doing, we are just activating the three different level of the security. The first level of the security, which can help you to protect your IP address from the hacker. And the second level of the security, which can help you to protect your computer from the hacker. And the third level of the security, which can help you to protect your entire system. Entire system means, sir, like your mobile phone, your dongle, your television, whatever the device you have, sir. Okay, because we don't want to take any more risks. That is the reason we are going to provide you a complete security. All right? And can you hear me?
Yeah.
And also, sir, I can see in my system that the internet line which you are using is not running under the safe mode. So also we are trying to boost up the speed of your internet so that in future, if you will use your internet line, your internet will work like a rocket. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. And could you please check, sir, the graph is moving faster or is it still moving slowly?
It's still moving slowly in jumps. Column by column.
Okay, then you can do one thing. You can minimize this Wi-Fi, sir. Minimize this Wi-Fi graph.
Yep.
And you need to open the AnyDesk application, sir. The first one, AnyDesk. It is look like a red and white. Open the AnyDesk, sir. AnyDesk, which is look like a red and white color. AnyDesk.
I'm sorry, I don't understand that.
AnyDesk, sir. AnyDesk. At the very bottom center, of your screen, you will see there is a new icon. It is look like a red and white color. Red and white.
Oh, AnyDesk.
Yeah, AnyDesk, sir. Open the first one, sir. Open the first one.
Okay.
When you open it, sir, after that, have a look on the left-hand side top, sir. Left-hand side top, you will get an option where settings and security, right?
Yep, security, yep.
Settings and security, and above to that, you will see new session.
Okay.
new session.
Yeah, new session.
Yeah, click on new session, sir. And when you click on new session, you will get three options. What's new in analytics, install analytics, discovery. You can click on install. And when you click on install, you will get an installation page. And then you will get an option there, accept and install at the bottom. You can click on accept and install. And after that, it will ask you for your permission. You can click on yes. And after that, what do you see after that, sir?
It's gone to blue screen. Just wait a minute. It's thinking about it.
Okay, all right.
Says, would you like to install this?
Yeah, yeah. Click on install. Click on install and when. Yeah, yeah. Install. And when you install it, so what do you see after that? Let me know.
Wants me to register.
Did you click on install?
Yeah.
After clicking on install, what come up on your screen, sir?
Don't have an account yet. Register now.
And apart from this?
Log into your brand, user account, and discover efficient multiple layers, discover version 1.1,
mm-hmm.
Log into it.
Okay. And apart from this, sir, you can do one thing, you can minimize it. I think it is a like a advertisement page. You can minimize this advertisement page. Minimize it.
Yep.
And try to open the task manager, sir. Task manager, the white one.
Task manager disappeared.
Task manager. Did you close the task manager from there?
No, I minimized it, but anyway, this, wait a minute, it's just here. Okay.
Yeah,
yep.
All right.
It's still running with big spikes.
It's still running?
It's still running 160 MIPS now.
100, and it is moving faster now, sir?
Oh, yes. 480. Going like
that. Okay, and the graph is moving faster now, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay, lovely, all right. I got it. Let me tell you, sir, the security which I was trying to update, that is updating faster from my side. Alright, but that is not moving faster or updating faster from your side just because of the hacking links. Because more than 3,900, it means like almost 4,000 hacking links was running in your system. That is the reason it is deleting one by one from your side. And also, sir, I have a good news for you right now. I have got an email from one of our officer of NCA. Have you heard anything about NCA, sir? NCA?
No.
Okay, let me tell you, sir, NCA means National Crime Authority. Actually, from last couple of days, our team National Crime Authority was trying to trace those hackers who is using your internet line. Now, I got an email from them that we are successfully to trace him. And also, we got the picture of the hacker as well. So, what I will do, sir, I'm going to show you the picture of the hacker. You need to recognize him, whether you know him or not. Okay?
Okay.
So, you can do one thing while the service is going on. You can minimize this Wi-Fi, sir. Don't close it. Just minimize it, sir.
Yep.
And after that, you can open your Google Chrome. Google Chrome. Do you have a Google Chrome browser, sir? Okay, open up your Google Chrome and type in the Google, G for golf.
Just a minute, it's still thinking about it.
Okay. type in your G for golf.
G.
E for England.
E.
E for England again.
E.
K for kilo.
I.
No, not A. K. K for kilo.
K.
Yeah, then T for tango.
T.
Yeah, after that, after T, then Y for Yankee.
Y.
P for Peter.
B.
No, not B. P. P for Peter.
T.
And then E for England.
E.
R for Romeo. Yeah, git typer, then you can press enter and let me know what are the options come up.
Git typer?
Yeah, below that you will get an option over there, SCP. Click on SCP. Yes, yes, click on SCP. And when you click on SCP, have a look on your right hand side. You will get 5 green color folders on the right hand side. You can click on the last folder, which is called All Scripts. All Scripts. The last folder. And when you click on All Scripts, you will get so many folders on your screen. Can you see that, sir?
Just quite a bit.
Click on All Scripts first, then you will get some folder on your screen. And
yep.
When you get some folder, you need to try to find out a folder which name is QueryDB. QueryDB.
QueryDB?
Yes, yes, yes. QueryDB. Click on QueryDB
when you
click. Yes, right, right. And can you see there is a picture of a man, sir?
Nikolai Ondrikov.
Nikolai Ondrikov. Yes, yes. Yeah, yeah. Do you know this man, sir, personally or physically?
No.
Try to remember. Might be sometimes he was roaming outside your house just to connect to your internet to get inside in your computer. Or might be he used to work with you in your office. He looks like a Russian guy.
Yeah, I've never seen him before.
Might be sometime he's just parked your car behind your house and try to connect your Wi-Fi connection into his mobile phone. You didn't notice that?
No.
Right. You know what, sir? This is the man. This is the hacker who is using your internet line from the different location. And you know what he is trying to do through the internet? He is trying to get inside in your computer. And whatever the online activities you do over the internet, like email, shopping, Facebook, banking, or whatever the documentaries, photos, videos you have saved in your computer, this man, this hacker is trying to hack your personal data and personal information out. All right. And for your kind information, sir, this hacker is established since last couple of weeks. They are using your internet services, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And as you know very well that these hackers are very smart. They're using a very highly advanced technology just to get our customer lines and network. Alright, so you can do one thing. If you don't know him, sir, then you can close this page and come back to your home screen, sir. Close this page if you don't know him and come to your home screen. Okay, alright. And you can open the Task Manager, which you have minimized. Task Manager. And leave it, sir. And what I will do, sir, I'm going to send an email to MCA department. Just hold on, sir, okay? I'm going to send an email to MCA department that you don't know him, okay? You don't need to worry about it, all right? Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can. I'm awake on my computer, Crescent.
Okay, you can. All right, you can put me on loudspeaker, sir, okay? Put me on loudspeaker.
All right, just a minute.
All right, okay.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, all right.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yep, I'm back.
Okay, all right. I can see my... sorry, go on.
Yeah, the Taskmaster is still going with 56 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, it is working slow right now. It is dropping out. Okay, all right. Also... This is still working slowly, sir. You can leave it, sir. Actually, by the help of this Wi-Fi graph, we are deleting all the hacking links, which is more than 4,000, which are running in your system. And also, we are starting all the major services which are getting stopped by the hacker. Okay, so you can do one thing, sir. You can stay on the line with me. I'm working. I'm checking all the security. All right. And once I can see the security is updated, and then I will let you know. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just hold on. Let me just check. Oh, yes, you there?
Yep.
All right. I have a good news for you, sir. I got an email from one of our senior officer of NCA, National Crime Authority. Do you remember I told you I have sent the report to our NCA department that you don't know that hacker, that man? So I sent them, but one of our senior officer of NCA wants to talk to you right now. Likely he's going to ask you any query about the hacker, like you know that man, or have you ever shared any of your personal details to anybody, right, and that type of things. So till the time, sir, you can do one thing, still I'm working in your connection, so you can leave your computer as it is, don't touch your computer because still the work is going on, all right. Now what I will do, sir, I'm going to transfer this call directly to our higher department, to National Crime Authority, because they are the higher authority of our country. So after that, our officer will let you know what you have to do, okay? Because as this is a hacking thing is going on, all right, that is the reason. I'm going to make this call connect to NCA department. After that, one of our senior officer will let you know, okay?
Okay.
All right, so thank you very much, Mr. Robbie, for giving me all of your precious time, and thank you for giving me a chance to complete my security work. All right. Now, you can stay on the line. I'm going to transfer this call to NCA department, okay?
Okay. If you don't come back, I'll just mm-hmm. leave my computer running until the Wi-Fi, the taskmaster finishes. Is that right?
I'm going to come back, and also, sir, our NCA officer will guide you, sir. All right.
Okay.
Because they're the cyber crime expert. They will also guide you what you have to do, okay? But till the time, you can leave your computer as it is. Don't touch your computer, okay?
Okay.
All right, and try to cooperate with NCA team, sir, so that we are able to catch this kind of criminal. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Robbie. Stay on the line. I'm going to transfer this call to NCA department. Okay. Thank you, sir. Stay on. Hello.
Hi, Doug Robbie here.
Hi, sir. Very good morning. This is John Williams, and I work for the NCA National Crime Authority. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Sounds lovely. I do believe you was speaking to one of my colleagues, am I right?
That's correct.
Okay, that's great. And did he show you all the problem which is happening and you was not aware of?
I was not aware of any of it.
Okay, and did he explain you the reason of this call?
Yes, he did.
All right, let me explain you once again. Actually, from last couple of weeks, we have been receiving some warning notification from your internet line, our centralized server. And from there, we started monitoring your internet, and we have found that the internet line which you are using, it has got compromised with some of the online hacker. And just because they got the access of your internet network, that means they got the access of your internet IP address. and through your IP address, they are trying to sneak inside your internet. And just because your computer and your devices are connected with the internet, so what is happening, what they are trying to do through the internet, they are trying to get inside the computer as well. And whatever the online activities you are doing in your computer, like your email, Facebook, shopping, banking, they were trying to hack all your personal information and your personal data, okay? And if they will misuse any of your details for any illegal activities, then according to our government law, you might face some legal problem in future, because this internet line is registered under your name and the hacker are using your identity. Am I right?
Probably, yes.
This is why we contacted you and we are providing you a complete firewall security in order to block the hacker from your computer and internet. And our firewall is going to protect all your online activities as well as your internet as well, okay?
Yes.
All right. Did my colleague show you the picture of the hacker?
Yes.
And do you know that man personally or physically?
No.
You've never seen that man before?
No.
Might be you have noticed sometimes he's roaming outside your house just to connect your Wi-Fi on his mobile phone.
I live in the country on top of a hill, so you have to drive up. I live 10 meters above the sea, so you have to drive up a hill 10 meters. So, to the best of my knowledge, he's never been here.
Okay, all right. So, you've never seen that man before, right?
No.
Okay, actually, let me tell you, we have found total 5 hackers who got the access of your internet line and your computer, banking and email, total 5, okay? And out of 5, we have shown you only one picture of the hacker, and he is the boss of the hacker. He is the main hacker who are trying to misuse all your details. And all these hackers are our partner, they are working together, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't need to worry. We have already updated the security. Okay, it is in process. The updation, the security is already updating right now. And let me tell you, we are updating 3 level of the security. The first level of the security is going to protect your internet IP address. That means your internet network. And the second level of the security is going to protect your devices, like your computer, mobile phone, iPad, and everything. And the third level of the security is going to protect your modem, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay. Now, could you please go ahead and open your email, please?
Opening it up. It's Microsoft Outlook.
Okay, we are securing your email and other online activities as well, because as I told you, whatever the online activities you are doing, like email, shopping, Facebook, banking, the hacker was trying to hack your details. So they are established into your email as well. We are removing those hackers from your email now. So grab a fresh piece of paper and a pen with you. I'm giving you some security number for your email.
Okay.
Write down your email security number, 7410.
7410.
We are updating the firewall inside your email so that the hacker will be blocked from your email and your email account will be safe and secure. Only you can access your email. Apart from you, no one else can do that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
So what's now, 7410?
That is your email security number, okay? When sometime after the security will get complete, okay, when you open your email, it need that security number you have to put in into your email, 7410. It is like a PIN number of your email, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now just minimize your email.
Okay.
Now what do you see on your screen?
I'm still running.
Don't touch anything. Now
it's gone blank.
Yeah, it is rebooting itself, okay? Now you will get back your screen very soon, okay? It is rebooting itself because the security is updating.
Yes, it's come back.
All right, okay. Now apart from your email, basically what you do over the internet?
I do banking and pornography.
All right, open your online banking now, please.
That's probably where I got it on bloody corn.
Okay, I think from that website you have got the hacking links inside the computer, and just because of that the hacker got the access of your banking computer and everything.
Okay, I'm on my banking logon screen.
You need to log in.
To my bank?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Now grab a piece of paper and a pen and write down the security number of your banking. Online banking security number is 9960.
9960.
Yeah, this is your online banking security number, okay? Now,
okay.
Could you please let me know, did my colleague explain you anything about money laundering?
Not really, but I know I used to be an accountant.
Sorry?
I used to be an accountant, so I know all about laundering.
Okay, so do you have any idea what exactly the hackers are trying to do with your details?
No, they're probably trying to rip me off.
Yeah, no, sir. Actually, these hackers are very smart. They are not trying to take out your hard-earned money, okay? Actually, they got the access of your online banking, okay, and what they are trying to do, they are misusing your account for money laundering. And I believe you know very well, according to our government law, money laundering is a crime. It is illegal in our country, correct?
It is.
So what exactly they are trying to do, these hackers are very smart. They are not trying to take out your hard-earned money, because if they will try to do so, then you will get to know your money is missing and something is wrong with your account. Am I right?
Yes.
So what exactly they are trying to do, they are putting some black money into your account. Black money means like a drugs money and prostitution's money. They are laundering some black money into your account, and by the help of your account, they are converting all that black money into white money. Then after that, they are transferring that money into their account. This is called money laundering. They are not paying taxes to our government. Okay?
Wouldn't I see that in my bank statement?
No, because they're using a very highly advanced technology to hide those transactions, okay, from your banking statement. That's the reason you won't be able to see any unknown transaction over there. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And do you have any idea how the hacker got all your banking details?
No.
And you have not seen any unknown transaction in your banking statement as well, right?
No. Yes, I have not seen any.
Okay, now let me remind you, do you have, I believe you know very well, because of the COVID-19 and lockdown, most of the bank employees was working from home that time, you remember?
Yes.
And still some of the employees are working from home, so what happened with you, how the hacker got all your banking details? Actually, one of your bank employees sold your banking information to the hacker, and this is how the hacker got all your banking details. And whatever the transactions the hackers are doing with your account for money laundering, your bank employee is not updating those transactions in your banking statement. That's the reason you won't be able to see any unknown transaction over there. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And in order to help the hacker, your bank employee is getting a huge amount of money from the hackers. All right?
Oh, okay.
And how we got to know about all these things that the bank employees are involved in this case, okay, because you are not the only one who is a victim of this problem. In your locality, more than 2,000 customers, and in our country, total more than 400,000 customers are facing a same problem. And we are calling each and everyone and providing them a security, okay?
Okay.
And from last couple of months, by the help of our team, National Crime Authority, we already caught near about 180 hackers, and right now all of them are behind the bars. And out of 180, 30 was bank employee. Some employee work for Commonwealth, some work for Westpac, some work for Bendigo, some work for ANZ. so many bank employees are doing this because they was working from home and still they are working from home, and they are taking an advantage of that. They want to earn extra money from the hackers. Okay?
Okay.
So there is a chances, okay, like the hackers are established into your account, so that means they are already added into your payee list. Which one is your main account, sir?
I am Red.
Which one is your main account? I believe you do banking with ANZ and you have so many accounts in ANZ, right? So which one is your main account?
Access Advantage account.
So go ahead and check your payee list. Can you see any unknown payee added into your account? Do you know how to check your payee list?
Yep.
Just go and check it, please.
On my pay anyone list.
Yes.
There's nobody there. So I'll
unknown account.
No, there's no unknown.
That means they are hidden inside your account, okay? They hide themselves so that you won't be able to see them, okay?
Oh, okay.
So what are you doing right now? Tell me, please.
I have to sign in again because I...
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
Just check my BPAY list.
Okay.
No, they're all the same.
That means they are hidden inside your account, okay? That just because of that, you won't be able to see their account, okay?
Okay.
They are using a very highly advanced technology, or might be the bank employee who is working for the hacker. He or she is hide their account into your account. This is why you won't be able to see them, okay?
Okay.
But you don't need to worry. Right now, we already updated the security into your email and banking as well, so that the hacker will be blocked from there. And apart from you, no one else can access your online banking as well. It is safe and secure now. All right?
Okay.
Now, but the thing is that in order to catch the hacker physically, I need your help. Why I need your help? Because you are the victim of the hacker, and the hacker are using your bank account for money laundering, so only you can help us to find those hackers where exactly they are located. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the procedure, how we already caught so many hackers, and by following the same procedure, I'm going to catch this hacker as well. All right?
Okay.
Okay, all right. Now, could you please let me know how far your branch is from you, your local branch?
15 kilometers.
15 kilometers. And how often you go to your branch? Once in a week, twice in a week?
Almost never.
Oh my goodness. You never visit your branch?
Well, I do all my internet banking.
Okay,
and
all
I
right.
get my pay put into the bank. So I don't really need to go there ever.
Okay, all right. And how long it will take you to reach your local branch, 15 kilometer? How long it will take?
30 minutes.
30 minutes by drive, right?
Yep.
All right, okay. Now I'm going to tell you the procedure, okay, what you have to do for us in order to catch the hacker physically. So what we are going to do, okay, first of all, in order to catch the hacker physically, okay, first of all, let me ask you, did you heard anything about NCA, National Crime Authority?
Just what sometimes occurs in the newspaper. And on tally.
Yeah, actually we are the cyber cops, okay, and nowadays we are taking care of cyber crimes in our country. We work under our government, okay, and so many cyber crimes going on, okay, lots of cyber crimes going on. This is why we are the special department and we work under our government, and now we are looking for the, you know, cyber crime issue, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, in order to catch the hacker physically, what we are going to do, first of all, I am going to give you all the details of the hacker's bank account. Like, I will give you his name, bank name, account number, BSB number, everything. I will give it to you. You have to make a note of it. Okay?
Okay.
After making a note of it, okay, what we are going to do in order to catch the hacker physically, I do believe you do banking with ANZ, right?
Yes.
So we have a tie-up with all the bank's head office like ANZ, the Westpac, Commonwealth, because as I told you, so many bank employees are doing this, okay? They are also involved in this. So we have a tie-up with the head office of the ANZ. So in order to catch the hacker, what we are going to do, ANZ head office is going to transfer some amount of money into your account, like $10,000, $20,000. Into your bank account. What you have to do with that money physically, you have to go to your local branch, okay, and you need to transfer that money into the hacker's bank account. Once you will transfer that money into the hacker's bank account, then the hacker will think that one of their partner has sent that money into their account. They will get excited, okay, they will get active. They will try to go to the ATM or a branch to withdraw that money, and at that point of time, our cyber cops will be there. We will catch them red-handed. Okay?
Okay.
This is the trick. By the help of this trick, we already caught so many hackers. I believe by following the same procedure, I'm going to catch this hacker as well. It is like a catching a fish from a pond. Okay? Just because they are using a very highly advanced technology, we cannot track their exact location, where exactly they are located. This is why we are playing this trick, okay? They are actually non-traceable, all right?
If I send $20,000 somewhere, the federal police will be involved because that's a reportable amount.
Sir, let me tell you, you are not transferring your own money, okay? First of all, we will transfer ANZ head office. They knew everything, okay, what we are doing. So they are going to transfer the money, first of all, into your account. You can go to your branch and you can check it. Then after that, you have to make a payment into the hacker's account, okay? And federal police is not taking care of cyber crimes. They will not involve in this because we are the cyber cops, okay? We are taking care of cyber crime. Okay?
It's not a cyber crime, it's a transfer of money.
So this is the cyber crime because the hacker are attacking your identity through the internet, okay? It is a cyber crime. You are the victim of identity theft.
Okay.
So grab a fresh piece of paper and a pen. I'm going to give you all the details, okay? I need to check with my officers, okay, because these hackers are very smart. Each and every day they change their identity and they use so many different accounts, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, hold on, let me check. All right, okay, you there?
Yep.
All right. You told me that, you never visit your branch physically, correct?
Correct.
You have to do, you do it online, right?
Right.
Okay. And maximum, how much payment you have done online?
It's very difficult to do more than 10,000 because of ANZ security.
Uh-huh. Okay, and do you have OSCO facility in your banking, OSCO?
I've never heard of OSCO.
You never heard of OSCO? OSCO is a payment method through the OSCO, you can send money instantly within a minute.
I use ANZ transfer.
So suppose you are making a payment of 5,000 or 10,000 to your friend or family member, how much time it will take to reach in their account?
It's always overnight. I don't have instant.
All right, okay.
So it's always the next day before they get the money.
Yeah, I understand. So you told me your main account is ANZ Access Advantage account, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So it's only got $300 in it, huh?
No issue, sir. When you went to the branch, okay, you can check the balance, and then first of all, we will transfer the money. ANZ head office will transfer the money. I will tell you how much they have transferred and how much you have to pay. All right? I will let you know. Okay?
Okay.
You do one thing, if you are logged in into your account, okay, you can log off. Because you already checked your pay list and you have not seen any unknown account in there because they are hidden in there. Okay?
Yes.
All right. And
I think my limit for a transfer is $5,000.
Okay, not an issue. You don't have to do it online. Okay, if you will go to the bank physically, you can do any amount. Okay, like 20,000, 30,000, any amount. All right, I will tell you how. First of all, let me once I will get the confirmation how much. And that head office, they send the money into your account, then I will let you know whether you have to make a payment of 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, or 20,000, okay?
I'm not comfortable with doing more than $5,000.
Sir, actually, these hackers are very smart. They have done, they have already used your account for money laundering, and they have done so many transactions of big amount, not a small amount. And if we will send them a small amount, they will not, you know, do anything. They don't bother about a small amount. Total, in 2 weeks, total, they have done 10 transactions with your account, okay? And each transaction was more than $15,000.
Oh.
Yes. All right, what do you see right now on your screen?
I've still got Task Manager running.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi graph bar is moving, right?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, most of the major services of the internet are got corrupted by the hacker, and just because of that, you are not getting the proper speed of your internet. So we are updating the firewall, and by the help of the firewall, the speed of your Wi-Fi will boost up automatically, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay. Hold on. Okay, you there?
Yep.
Grab a fresh piece of paper. I'm going to give you the details. I have got it, okay?
Just a moment. Okay.
Yeah, write down the bank name, BOQ, Bank of Queensland, in short form, BOQ.
Yep.
Bank of Queensland, okay?
Yes.
And write down the account holder name.
Yes.
Let me
show you. What is it?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, the name, the first name is Harsha, H for hotel. I'm going to spell it out for you. H for
okay.
Hotel.
Yes.
A for apple.
H-E.
No, it should be A. A for apple.
I, H-I.
Yeah. R for Romeo.
R for Romeo.
S for sugar.
S for sugar.
H for hotel.
H for hotel.
A for apple.
A for apple.
Yeah, the first name is Harsha, okay?
H-A-R-S-H-A.
Correct, Harsha, okay? And the,
yeah.
Write down the middle name, Vardhan. V for Victoria.
B.
No,
B.
It should be V. V, V for
B,
Victoria.
B, yeah. Yep.
A for apple.
V-A.
R for Romeo.
V-A-R.
D for David.
D for David.
H for hotel.
H for hotel.
A for apple.
A for apple.
N for November.
N for November. V-A-R-D-H-A-N.
Correct. Vardhan. Okay?
Yep.
And write down the last name. His last name is Maisa. M for mother.
M.
Y for Yankee.
Y.
S for sugar.
Yes.
A for apple.
A for apple.
Yeah, how you will pronounce his name?
Hersha Vakan Maisha.
Vardhan. Vardhan Maisa. Maisa. Okay?
Yeah, I only have to spell it at the bank.
Oh, yeah, but you need to practice it, okay? Hersha Vardhan Maisa.
Why?
Because in the bank, you have to do this payment very carefully because you cannot disclose anything about our investigation in the bank. Because I need to catch the bank employee as well who is working for the hacker. So it look in the bank, it look like you are making a payment to your friend or your any known person, not unknown, okay? This is why you have to pronounce his name properly. All right?
Asha Vahan Maisha.
Correct. Now below that, write down the account number. 233.
Yep. 233.
544.
544. 98. 233 544 98.
Correct. And below that, write down his BSB number. 1 2 3 2 3. No, it should be 1 2 3.
Oh, 1 2 3.
6 2 4.
1 2 3 6 2 4.
Correct. Could just confirm me the account number and the BSB number of him.
233 544 98.
Correct.
BSB 1 2 3 6 2 4.
Correct. Below that, write down the amount, $19,000.
$19,000.
Yeah, and below that, write down the reference of payment. Like, may I know basically what you do, sir, for living?
I'm retired.
You're retired, okay. Suppose you are making a payment to your friend or family member of 19,000. What reason you would like to give? Any reason in your mind?
I'd just say gift, but anyway.
No. Write down the reason, house renovation. Okay?
Also house reno.
Yeah, house renovation. Alright? Now listen to me very carefully what you have to do in the bank. I just got a confirmation from the head office of ANZ. They already transferred $20,000 into your account. Okay? $20,000. What you have to do with that money, physically you have to go to your branch and you need to make a payment of $19,000 in this account. This is the hacker account.
Yes.
$1,000 you are getting extra into your account, that is a reward money to you from our government because you are helping our nation to catch the criminals. So every customer are getting a reward money, so you should keep that $1,000 with you, that is a reward money for you, okay?
Okay.
So what you have to do now, physically you have to go to your branch, okay? Then after that you need to go to the cash counter, go to the teller, and tell them that I want to make a telegraphic transfer or instant payment. Okay? Make sure, mention this line. I want to make a telegraphic transfer or instant payment. You can say anything. Alright?
Yep.
Instant payment or telegraphic transfer. You can say telegraphic transfer. It would be better. Alright?
Okay.
Yeah, because if you will do a normal payment, it will take near about 24 hours or 48 hours to reach that money in their account, okay? And if you will do a an instant payment or telegraphic transfer, they will charge you $30 or $32 extra as a transaction fee, but the payment will go instantly, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So you need to go to the teller and tell them I want to do a telegraphic transfer or instant payment. They will ask you the details to whom you are making a payment. Give the details to them. Give the name Harsha Vardhan Maisa, account number, BSB number, tell the amount 19,000. And if they will ask you 19,000 is a very big amount, why you are making this payment, what should be your answer?
House renovation.
And if they will ask you, do you know this man Harsha Vardhan Maisa?
He's a friend.
Yeah, tell them
tell
them he is my friend. He is an interior designer and helping me to renovate my house. I know him from a lot. If they will ask you how you know him or from how long you know him, tell them I know him from last 8 years or 10 years, okay? He is very good friend of mine, okay?
Okay.
And if they will ask you how you got his banking details, tell them face to face. Don't tell them that over the phone or he emailed me. No, face to face, okay? And if they will ask you the renovation work is got completed or it is still going on, tell them no, it is still going on. It is about to complete, okay?
Okay.
And if they will ask you where does he live, I'm giving you his address, write it down. The address is 7 Maplewood, okay? M-A-P-L-E, Wood, W-O-O-D, Wood. Circuit,
yep.
C-I-R-C-U-I-T, Circuit.
Yep.
Truganina, T-R-U-G-A-N-I-N-A. Truganina.
G?
No.
G?
Sir, T-R-U-G.
Sorry, is it B or G?
No, I'm going to spell it out for you. T for Tango.
Okay. T.
R for Romeo. U for uniform.
Yeah.
G for golf.
E for
apple.
E, yeah.
N for It should be A, not E. A for Apple, okay?
Hi.
A, yeah, N for November.
N.
I for Indigo.
I.
N for November again. A for Apple.
Wait a minute, M-I.
Sorry?
I don't know where this is.
Spell it out, please, what you have written. Just tell me.
P-R-U-G-I-N-I-M-A.
Not M-A. N for November, A for Apple.
N-I.
Correct. True Garina. Okay?
Why, the bank's going to say, well, why does he live at that place?
Victoria, listen, Victoria 3029. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Write down. Now, if the bank will ask you where does he live, give them the address of him, okay? But tell them, right now he is in my house because of the work. He is working in my house. Okay? Right now he is in my house.
Oh, all right? Okay.
Understood?
Okay.
Okay. And if the bank will, now let me explain you, as I told you, we have a doubt that the bank employee who is working for the hacker might be working in your local branch, okay? So they will try to divert your mind by asking this type of question. Have you got any phone call from anywhere? Did somebody told you to make this payment? This might be a scam. If this is a scam, you might lose your money. Because they are not going to ask you directly that you got a call from us and you are helping us to find the hacker or not. Because it is all about the reputation of the bank and it is all about their, you know, share marketing price. We cannot, I believe you have not heard anything in the news channel that the bank employees are involved in this, correct?
Yep, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, because like our government didn't allow us to show this news publicly. We cannot show this in the news channel or newspaper publicly because of the government. Our government didn't allow us, because if we will show this news on the news channel or newspaper, then the customer of all the banks will start panicking. They will close their account and they won't trust the bank employee anymore, and the bank reputation will go down, and their share marketing price will go down, and it will hamper on our, you know, country GDP, correct?
I doubt that.
Yeah, so that's the reason, sir, okay, we are not allowed to disclose publicly about the bank employee. So what they will do, actually, they will try to divert your mind. They will try to scare you that they will...
I don't think the people in Port Douglas Bank don't know me, have never seen me. So I doubt that it's them. The bank account, my Access bank account is actually in St. George Terrace in West Australia.
So it doesn't matter where the bank account is, in which branch you have opened that account, doesn't matter. But all these banks are same, okay? So we cannot disclose anything with anyone until we catch the hacker physically and the bank employee. So the bank will ask you, have you got any phone call from anywhere and they told you to make this payment? Simply tell them, no, I have not received any phone call from anywhere, okay?
Okay.
Because if you will tell them, yes, I got a call from the National Crime Authority and Telstra, and they are helping me, they are providing me a security, and we are trying to find the hacker, then what they will do, definitely they will allow you to make a payment, okay? But on the other hand side, they will aware the hacker as well that we are planning something to catch them. And once the hacker will get aware, they will try to escape, they will try to run away. And also they will try to take out your hard-earned money because they are established into your account and you might lose your money. That's the reason I'm telling you not to disclose anything about our investigation in the bank, because you are a part of our investigation and you are playing a role of secret agent. So you have to make this payment very carefully, okay?
Okay.
So understood what you have to do in the bank?
Yep.
Just do a practice with me, okay? Suppose you are in the bank, what you will do?
So I'll write it down, what I've got to do, the name, and the bank account to say I'd like to transfer $19,000 by telegraphic transfer to Isha Mysa.
Harsha Vardhan Mysa. Harsha.
People don't use second, middle names.
Yeah, but you have to give the complete name, okay?
Why?
Because you already have it, okay? So in his in his ID proof he has the mention his middle name. So you have to if we don't have his middle name, we cannot give it to you. But we have it, so we have to use all his complete name, okay?
Okay, Hirsha, Yathan, Mysa.
Spell it out for me.
Hirshavardhan Mysa, Mysa.
Yeah, so it should be like this. Hirsha Vardhan. Okay?
Hirsha
Vardhan. 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 Hirsha Vardhan.
V-A-R-H-A-N.
No, V-A-R-D-H-A-N, Vardhan. Okay?
Okay. I would pronounce that Yahan.
Okay, you can, okay, Yahan. Mysa, all right?
Okay, Mysa.
Yeah, correct. So just tell them I want to do a telegraphic transfer to Hirsha Vardhan Mysa and give them the details like BSB number, account number, and if they will ask you what is the reason of this payment.
The house renovation, because this guy's designed stuff for me.
No. Okay, and if they will ask you, do you know this man personally or physically?
Yeah, he's at my house.
How do you know him?
He's designing this stuff. And tell them he's my old friend.
Yeah, tell them he is my friend, okay? Don't say he is a builder or like this. Tell them he is my friend and he is... And he's also an interior designer, okay?
Okay.
All right? And so he's your friend, right?
Yep. And he lives at 7 Maplewood.
If they will ask you, then give all these details, okay? Don't give it from your end. If they will ask you, then answer them, all right?
Okay.
Act like, you know, a mature in the bank, okay? Don't act like, you know... don't do kiddish thing in there, all right?
Okay.
All right. So if they will ask you how long you know him, how long you both are a friend?
For yonks.
Sorry?
Yonks.
Okay, all right. And how do you got his banking details?
He's doing work in my house. And he's given me this so we can get up to date.
Like face-to-face over the phone or email?
Hey?
Like over the phone he gave you or he emailed you or personally, face-to-face, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And is this the first time you're making a payment to him?
Yes.
Okay, all right. That's great. And... the renovation work is got completed or is it still going on?
It's nearly finished.
Nearly finished, okay. So it is a part of the payment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And is there any some more payment you want to pay in future to him?
I don't know at this point.
Yeah, tell them, yeah, there might be, okay?
There might be, okay.
And if they will ask you, have you got any phone call from anywhere and they told you to make this payment?
No, why would somebody ring me? He's in the house.
Yeah, because nowadays so many scams going on, okay? So if this is a scam, you might lose your money and you won't be able to get your money back.
Well,
this is why I'm asking you.
Right.
No. They will ask you this type of question. You have to take it. Don't take it as a joke, okay? You have to be prepared because I told you, you are a part of our investigation.
Okay.
So if they will ask you, like, have you got any phone call from anywhere?
No, he talked to me personally.
Okay, all right. And somebody guided you over the phone, like, do you have to make a payment in this account?
No, he talked to me personally. He's in my house.
And have you got any phone call from anywhere regarding the internet problem or hacking problem?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, because why I'm asking you this type of question now, there's so many scams going on, so if this payment is a scam, you might lose your money and you won't get your money back, okay? Are you happy to do this payment?
Well, how would I not get my money back? It's your money.
Sir, they will try to scare you by asking this question. You have to tell them,
you're asking a personal question.
No. Sir, actually, they will ask you about this type of question, okay? So you have to answer them, yeah, I am happy to make this payment, okay? They will try to scare you. Don't get scared, okay? They will tell you this is a scam, don't do this payment like this. Tell them, no, it is a legitimate and I am happy to make this payment. That's it. You will get the receipt of this payment as well. Okay, and you are make sure you are not making a payment from your own money, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you already know your balance. Your balance is 300 something, right, into your account?
Yep.
So if you will go to the bank and make a payment of 19,000, if there is not enough money, that means you cannot make a payment from that account, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but you don't need to worry. We already transferred 20,000 in there, okay? So directly you can go to your bank and without checking, you can make a payment from that account.
I will be checking.
Okay, you can check. Yeah, you can. All right, don't worry. Okay?
I'll go to the ATM in Mossman.
Okay, all right. Where is your mobile phone right now?
Pardon?
Where is your mobile phone right now?
It's switched off on the table.
Just switch it on because I need to call you in your mobile and I have to stay on the line every time in your mobile. This is the law of our investigation. Switch on your mobile, please.
It doesn't work. I'm in a black spot.
It doesn't work?
Well, it drops in and out.
Just go and switch it on
the road to Port Douglas, will you be able to talk to me?
Okay, all right. I will try to contact you, okay? You just switch it on right now. I will let you know first.
Starting up.
Okay, all right. Check the battery, how much percentage you have in your mobile charge.
~85% That's plenty to have it on all day.
Okay, it is on right now?
Yes, it's on.
Just check you have a signal in your mobile phone.
Pardon?
You have a network signal in your mobile phone.
Can you just wait a minute? I've got to do something.
Take your time.
I've got no bars.
No bars?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, now listen to me very carefully. When you are when you go out, okay, you get the signal in your mobile.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Now, what I'm going to do, okay, I'm going to call you when you out from your house, okay, when you're on the way, I'm going to call you in your mobile, all right?
Yeah.
Before you go to the bank, you need to answer my call, okay? And let me tell you one thing more. You need to carry your driver's license with you. It will be required in the bank, okay? And you need to carry your debit card while making a payment. It will be required in the bank, okay?
Yep.
And also you need to carry that piece of paper in which you have written the account information, okay?
Yep.
All right, okay, now just wait.
I've got one little bar.
Okay, all right, hold on.